Michael Casey, it is 2022, a new year, and Sundance is right around the corner. It's going to be a virtual festival again this year, and they've got some really great films folks will want to check out.
Yes, this actually was supposed to be the year that Sundance returned to an in-person event. It was actually planned to be a hybrid event so that there would be audience members gathering in Park City per usual and packing the Egyptian Theater to watch these new premieres. But they're also going to incorporate the virtual component so that anyone wanted to see it, and I believe in America, could just log on and buy a ticket and watch it there. But being the way the world is right now, pulled the plug on the in-person festival. So for the second year in a row, it is completely virtual, which is really no skin off our hide here in Colorado, because this means that we get to watch all of these wonderful movies from the comfort of our couch. And there are a lot. There's 82 features that we'll be playing Sundance January 20th through the 30th. They've come from 28 countries. Many of them are from first-time filmmakers. Almost all of them are world premieres, so that you're going to be the first to see some of these movies. And like, of these movies, there's some really big heavy hitters. A couple that caught my eye, Sundance is very much known for documentaries. And they're going to be opening with Lucy and Desi, which is a new documentary about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, and probably one of the most significant power couples of the 20th century in the entertainment world, at least. But what's interesting about this one is that this is from Amy Poehler, the actress. This is her first time stepping behind the camera as a documentary director, and she's going to be drawing on a plethora of archival footage to tell the tale. I assume that from a comedian's point of view, she'll really want to delve into how Miss Ball handled herself. I mean, if that's not a reason to watch this movie, I don't know what is. There's also TikTok Boom. This is from director Shalini Kantaya. She was at Sundance in 2020 with a documentary called Coded Bias. Now, that one looked at how facial recognition software and the algorithms used were ignorant of being able to map Black and brown faces, because the people who first programmed facial recognition technology were white men. So she delves into the history of creating the facial recognition technology, and then as it's been employed on the other end of the spectrum of when they started using it, not just for recognizing different racial features, but for using it for racial profiling. One of the interesting parts in the documentary is when they go to London, they're actually using these closed circuit security cameras in certain parts of the city and not in other parts of the city, based off of racial demographics to track crime. It is an infuriating documentary, but it is also incredibly engaging, and you learn a lot that you just maybe have taken for granted or overlooked in the past. So that's Coded Bias. That was at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival. That's currently streaming on Netflix, so you can watch that this weekend. But when Sundance 2022 rolls around, her latest TikTok Boom is going to delve into the social media platform that has really shaped the way that people are engaging online, how a new generation, Gen Zers, are really seeing themselves online, learning online. A lot of like online learning has moved to TikTok. That, I imagine, is just going to be scintillating watching. Also infuriating, because how could it not be? I really like her work. I think she's got a really good investigative eye to her. So that's TikTok Boom. In addition to documentaries, Sundance is also known for finding like the next big filmmaker in independent cinema, particularly American independent cinema. Riley Stearns is a filmmaker who does a lot of lower budget movies, quieter, more chamber piece kind of stuff. His previous film, The Art of Self-Defense with Jesse Eisenberg, was this really interesting and just off-kilter look at like toxic masculinity and like this need for protection in a world that's very dangerous. He's got a new one. This next one that he's coming up with is called Duel, and it's going to also star Jesse Eisenberg, Karen Gillan, Aaron Paul. This is a satirical sci-fi comedy about clones. That sounds really, really engaging. There's just a lot of really interesting movies that are going to be playing through the 10 days. Now, they're not all going to be dropping at the same time. Sundance will be staggering the release dates of the movies so that they'll play from the 20th to the 30th in a pattern that would normally befit of if you're going to a festival and watching these premieres at different times. All of that information is going to be at festival.sundance.org. That's where you get to find the lineup of all the different movies, when they're playing. And festival passes are on sale now. I believe single tickets go on sale January 12th, so you can peruse the schedule and see what you're into. I haven't seen any of the movies except for one, and this is the one I want to recommend that you definitely do not want to miss, because we talked about it a little bit last week with my best films of 2021. This is the Norwegian film, The Worst Person in the World, from writer-director Joachim Trier. This will be dropping on January 21st, and I believe it'll be available to watch for, I believe, 2 days. And this is a really fascinating adult romantic comedy that I know that the term sometimes can be used to slight movies, but it's not here. It stars Renata Reinsva as Julie. She is a young girl transitioning from her 20s to her 30s. And this story follows her through about 12 chapters and a prologue and epilogue of her story as she moves with this really restless but really vibrant energy to try and find her place in this world. So she starts off as a medical student, but decides that she wants to go be in psychology. And then from psychology, she discovers photography. And so she moves into that. She moves from one guy to another, from adult relationships to even more adult relationships. And what's really great about this film is that Trier does not look down at all Julie's choices. He doesn't inflate any of her self-importance that makes her seem like she is standing in for this entire generation or for this entire new wave of individuals moving throughout the world. But he also doesn't like castigate her for her choices and for sometimes her flighty nature. It's just this observational approach to behavior that really comes through. It's really stunning in that regard. And Reinsva is spectacular in this performance, as is Anderson Danielson-Lai. He plays one of the boyfriends. There's a lot of tangents to this movie. There's a lot of humor to this movie. It's like there's a drug scene with some mushrooms that ends up in a very interesting trip. There's also a backstory of one of the boyfriend's first wife and how she got just a little too involved with the environmental crusade to save the world. And you could look at this movie as a satire or maybe even poking fun at a generation, but it's not. It understands where these people are coming from. It understands the anxieties that they're living with. It understands the kind of conflicts that we now have to live with in this world and have to navigate as individuals. And it finds a really great way of melding those together with a narrative structure that works, that doesn't drag, that just has this energy and life to it. And this pure just cinematic poetry at points. There's one moment where Reinsva's character, Julie, runs through the early morning streets of Oslo that is just jaw-dropping. I don't want to give away what's exactly going on, but the longer it goes on, the more thrilled you are by just the art of cinema. I just really, really dug this movie. I think you will too. And so watching it with everyone else at the Sundance Festival is going to be a blast. Again, like I said, that's January 21st. The festival is going for 10 full days, 20th to the 30th. There's over 80 movies to look for. There's going to be a lot of documentaries. There's going to be a lot of focus on environmental concerns. There's going to be a lot of independent cinema, if that's your jam. Lots of good stuff. Go to festival.sundance.org to find out more.
Well, Michael Casey, for more information about you and for your reviews, where can people go?
You can go to boulderweekly.com online worldwide, or if you're in the county, go ahead and pick up the paper. It is out every Thursday. This week's article, we're talking about Sundance because that's what's on the top of the film world right now. You can also go to michaeljcinema.com, and you'll definitely want to go there during the festival because I'll be dropping new reviews all festival long of what to see, what to look for, what maybe to avoid, because it's a festival. There's a lot of, you know, not so good movies too. That is michaeljcinema.com for all your movie needs. Oh,